You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today, Wednesday, January the 13th, 2021. So far, my record is still intact. I still haven't, written 2020 on anything. All of that has gone by the wayside. So here we are in 2021, in the year of our Lord. And so we need this to be a year where the Lord helps us out a great, great deal. And so I pray that you'll be crying out to Him. Just want to let you know that tonight I will be speaking in the Wednesday night Bible study, and that is going to be at 7 o'clock. If you would like to come out and join us, be a part of what God is doing, we would love to have you come and worship the Lord with us. Today I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. They'll be there tonight. And Wyrick Air has been providing sales and service in repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years now. They work in residential settings, commercial settings, and emergency settings if necessary, and will always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourselves in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They travel all throughout Brevard County, and their team of technicians are well-skilled and will get you up and running back to where you need to be very, very quickly. So, you know, this time of year, I always like this time of year because my electric bill goes down. It goes down drastically. It doesn't quite get to as low as a third of where it is in the summertime, but, it gets pretty close. And so it helps provide a little budgetary relief, and that's always greatly appreciated. But Wyrick Air, if you have electrical issues like I've had, you know, they came out, they replaced our electric panel. They have helped us out at the church. That what the electric panel they replaced was at my house. And so we are not just talking about them here on the radio. They are people that we utilize for their services at church, at our residence, and we know that they will do a great job for you. So give them a call, 321-632-9538. So today we are going to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. Chapter 8, we have been talking about some of the things that motivate us to seek the Lord. Everybody tends to be driven by something. I remember there was a movie called Driven, and the reason that I'd never seen the movie, but the reason that it caught my attention was I had just finished doing a sermon series called Driven, Things That Drive People. And so some people are driven, you know, let's just face it, some people are driven by political power. Some people are driven by money. Some people are driven by their possessions. Some people are driven by intellectual pursuit. Some people are driven for athletic accomplishments. But we, the people of God, we are supposed to be driven by a desire to seek the Lord while He may be found. And I'm here to tell you that the dynamic in America has changed. There is so much spiritual activity that is taking place that it is time for us to seek the Lord. We're gonna look at that today. We're going to be in verse number 11 of Isaiah chapter 8, and it says this: "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, 'Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow.'" That means you shall treat as holy. "Let him be your fear, let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they say to you, 'Seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter,' should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard-pressed and hungry. And it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look on the earth and see trouble and darkness and gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness." Now, I just want to drop down to verse number 2 of chapter 9. And it says this: "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." In verse number 11, there is a phrase there that I can tell you the first time that I remember being exposed to that phrase. It says, "For the hand," or "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand." The phrase that I am talking about is a man called me. This was early in our pastorate, and he said, "Pastor, the strong hand of the Lord has been upon me, and he wants me to take care of a need that you have there at the church." And he did. And he did, and it was greatly appreciated. And I just remember, but you know, more than the air conditioner, the phrasing that he used, which was a biblical expression, "the strong hand of the Lord was upon me." And I want to encourage you that the God that we seek is not a God in panic mode. He is not a God who's been ambushed or blindsided or surprised. He is not a God who has been weakened or diminished. He may seem outnumbered, but he's not. If all the armies of the world gather against him, he's still going to come out victorious. The battle will not be a long drawn out affair, but a swift and decisive victory, the strong hand of the Lord. Let's seek the strength of Almighty God, and let's allow his hand to rest upon us. Now, I've got a counter here in the radio studio, and when I put my strength behind things, there are things that begin to happen. You might be able to hear it when I push on it, and put my strength behind it. Things begin to move. Things begin to change because of what. Now, if I take my hand off, it sits in place, and nothing takes place there. You wouldn't know that there's any issue. It's only when the hand of the Lord begins to move upon God's people that we're going to see principalities and rulers of darkness in high places and all of that, when we begin to see them into retreat. humble yourselves under God's mighty hand. Amen. He gives grace to the humble. If we will submit ourselves to God, he will cause the enemy to be forced into retreat. So the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. And so you and I, we've got to be careful about the voices of influence that we live by. No voice should have greater preeminence, greater priority, greater influence than the voice of the Lord. So the theme that we have at church this year is Thus Says the Lord. Now, the evangelist that we had this last week, he preached a message along that lines. I will be getting there. I haven't finished my last sermon series yet. So we are going to be preaching a message this week called Believing in Jesus. We just came through believing in Jesus. Now we're going to be living in Jesus. And that's more than just existence. There, that calls for us to thrive. And so we need to find our identity in him, believe our identity in him, and live our identity in him. So come and be a part of what God is doing Sunday morning at 10. We have to walk distinctly different. So one of my favorite things to do since I have been in the retail field in the past and in ministry is I am a people observer. I walk around, or when I see people walking, I look to see what is going on. Are they a confident person? Are they upbeat? Are they kind of discouraged? Or are they, you know, doing the best that they can? You know, I remember hearing a person ask this question one time. We were discussing some people who had done some things, some unbiblical things. And this person's response was, whenever I see something like that, I always ask myself, why do they walk the way that they walk? In other words, there was something in the past that had to have changed them to such an extent that it impacted the way that they walk. You and I are not supposed to walk in the way of the people. We are supposed to walk in the ways of God. Moses' prayer was, God, teach me your ways. Show me your glory, but teach me your ways. And let me just tell you, if you have been kind of straddling the fence between walking the way that God wants you to and walking in the ways of the world, those days are about to come to an end. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, listen, I'm firmly entrenched in the camp that God, his plans are not going to be thwarted. They are not going to be hindered. They are not going to be negated. God's plans are going to come to pass, period. So we need to know how to walk the way that God wants us to walk. So that means that sometimes we need him to bring healing to areas that have been pained. Sometimes we need him to repair things that have been damaged. Sometimes we need to allow him to set us on the path, excuse me, that is a straight and narrow path instead of a broad path to destruction. Sometimes we need to remember that we are not walking alone. We are walking with him, and we need to look to him as into the manner in which we walk. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk with God's heartbeat in mind. And so whenever you are in those positions, you've got to say, you know what? God doesn't want me walking in some sort of church business model modeled after Wall Street or anything like that. We're in the people business. Being in the people business is entirely different than being in the money business. Okay? Now, everything that we do requires money of some sort. But I serve a God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, owns the hills and the minerals under the hills, as well as the stars above the hills. So I don't have to walk. I get to seek different things than what other people seek. In verse number 12, it says, "Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy." So if you were to turn over to the right one book, you would find the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was imprisoned because the people of Israel, or the people of Judah, said, look, Jeremiah is discouraging the people. They were under attack by the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, look, we need to shut him up because the people are listening to him and they're not doing what we want them to. And so they imprisoned him because they labeled him a conspirator against the king. And he was actually trying to call them back into relationship with God. And he was trying to say, look, God is working in this situation. And you may not understand. Habakkuk went through the same thing. God, why are you not judging Israel? And he said, you know, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. Why aren't you judging, you know, the people of Judah and Jerusalem? God says, I've got it under control. I'm going to bring the Babylonians in. And Habakkuk says, well, I don't understand. The Babylonians are worse people than we are. He said, I'm going to take care of that too. You just do what I tell you to do. So, there are a lot of things that are going on there. I want to encourage the people of God, be careful with your sources. Be careful with your sources. There are sources that are being labeled as sources of truth, and in actuality, they're telling you anything but the truth. There are other people who are telling you, no, that's not true over there. This is what's true over here. And I will tell you, I'm to the point that unless I hear a thus saith the Lord, I'm not trusting in Egypt. I'm not trusting in horses. I'm not trusting in chariots. I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord, our God. And so I'm going to plunge into this book. The one thing that I have seen recently, it's got me deeply, deeply concerned. And that is this: there is so much that is going on in the world that I believe it's time for us to put much of what the world says is, what is the term, non-essential, or is vital and essential. I think we're about ready to redefine that and say, you know what, I can live without that. That is not a need. That is a luxury. So I don't know if you have ever looked at the issues in your life and said, you know, what are my needs and what are my luxuries? What are my wants? You know, so you need food, you need water, you need clothing, you need shelter. Okay. You and I, we do not have to have the latest and the greatest cell phone. We don't have to have the latest and the greatest technology. Now, they can be nice as long as they're not controlling our lives. So I'm ready to push aside. I've already, you know, done away with the television providers. I've already deleted apps from my phone. I've quit watching things that, you know, the world thinks that I can't live without. And you know what, I've got a major family event. Our daughter's getting married here shortly. Well, let's see, 2 months from today, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I'm pretty much ready to say, God, here's my Bible, and I'm going to seek your face, and I know this. You're not going to conspire against me. You're going to position me where you are working for me. You're working all things together, the good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. It says, don't be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Okay? And how many times have you heard, fear not, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of people. You don't even have to be troubled. You don't have to be filled with anxiety. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Don't be troubled to the point that it changes the way that you walk. There is another alternative. There is an alternative to living by fear, and that is to live in faith. There is an alternative to living an unholy lifestyle, and that is to live a holy lifestyle. There is an alternative to living according to what you want to do. There is, and that alternative is living according to what God wants you to do. The best place on planet Earth is to be right in the center of God's will. Him you shall hallow. That's in verse number 13. Him you shall hallow. You treat God as holy. Now, I don't know about you, but I have never been ashamed of holiness. Holiness has never let God's people down. Now, there have been some people who redefined and, you know, tried to, you know, put standards, you know, holy is when your hair is this style, not this style. It's this length, not this length. It's the clothes that you wear, and it's down to there and not up to here and all of that sort of stuff. And there are some aspects of that, but holiness is simply this. I am set aside for God's holy purpose. Be holy even as I am holy. Listen. Whenever we treat holiness as optional, we're setting ourselves up for failure. But when we treat God as holy, worthy of praise and worship and glory and honor and blessing, all of a sudden, it is going to impact what we do. I think it is time that holiness came back to the forefront. The standards of television, the standards of movies, the standards of music have changed dramatically. And I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the lyrics. I'm talking about the words that are spoken. you know, just in my lifetime, it has deteriorated, and in the past several years, it has deteriorated even greater. You've heard me say this before. God is love. There is no other substitute for the source of love than God. So the farther our society gets, the more that we marginalize God, the less love that is going to be made manifest. But the more that we love God, the more we're going to appreciate His holiness, and we're going to realize, look, I need to be holy not just for God, but I need to be holy for the people that God has called me to impact. And so I need to trust Him because He's holy. He knows what He's doing. He said, let Him be your fear, let Him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary. A sanctuary is simply this. It is a holy place. It's a safe place. It's a holy place, and it's a safe place. So I'll just share with you. Things are changing here in America. Things are changing on the world stage. There are people with, alternative plans for society that are feeling very emboldened about making those changes. I want to encourage you, you and I, we don't have to be afraid. We've got a relationship with God, but we do need to be serious about that relationship with God. We do need to say, God, You're holy. I want to be holy. I don't want to walk the way that I've been walking. I want to walk the way that You walk. I want to walk in Your ways. I want to think Your thoughts. I want to speak Your words. I want to love those that You love. And I want to worship You. Your opinion is the one that matters. And so I want to make sure that I'm living a life that is pleasing to You. And God, I'm so thankful that You are a holy place that I can run. You say, I don't know what all of this has to do with seeking the Lord, but I want you to know this is the launching pad for it. When we say, God, I'm going to walk different than I've walked in the past. I'm going to walk in Your ways. I'm going to walk in holiness, and I'm going to walk in worship. And I'm not going to be walking and living in fear. It will change our lives. It'll change your life. It'll change mine. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
When the ground beneath my feet gives way.